From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenya's Supreme Court has nullified President Uhuru Kenyatta's election win, citing irregularities, and ordered a new poll within 60 days. Mia Walmersley has more.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga filed a petition to the court, claiming that results from more than a third of polling stations were fatally flawed. Odinga's contested the last three polls and lost each time. A row over the 2007 result was followed by weeks of ethnic bloodshed, and 1,200 people were killed.
Last month's voting was followed by protests and sporadic violence that killed at least 28 people. Friday, the body of 21 people were found floating in the Naf River in Bangladesh. Robert Raffel has more.
The officer in charge of Teknef police station said the bodies of the Rohingya Muslim refugees had been buried at a local graveyard. On Thursday, 26 bodies of women and children were recovered after three boats carrying Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar capsized in Bangladesh.
Myanmar's military said on Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from Rohingya ethnic minority. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke via telephone on Friday and reaffirmed the need to bring Pyongyang back to the negotiation table by applying maximum sanctions and pressure. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that the president is looking for an integrated process and that the administration takes North Korea extremely seriously and that all options are on the table. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. This is VOA News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott held a news conference in Austin on Friday. He assured residents that Texas has plenty of gasoline.
The bottom line is that the state of Texas will have plenty of gasoline showing up at gasoline stations across the state of Texas. So don't worry. We will not run out, and we will be back into our normal pattern before you know it.
Harvey shut down about a quarter of the U.S. refinery capacity, much of which is clustered along the Gulf Coast, and caused gasoline prices to spike to a two-year high ahead of the long Labor Day holiday weekend. The storm has displaced more than a million people, with up to 44 feared dead. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated a decision is imminent as to whether or not he will end the Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the country illegally.
We'll be releasing on DACA sometime over the weekend, probably Sunday, Saturday. Latest will be Monday.
The program, known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, is the 2012 Obama administration policy that protects children of undocumented immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally. The Trump administration faces a September 5 deadline for a decision set by a group of state attorneys grappling with issues in their own states. Venezuela's former chief prosecutor, Luisa Ortega, met Mexico's attorney general and handed over documents regarding Venezuela.
Fundamentalmente vine hasta este país a reunirme con el procurador general de la República, a quien le entregué alguna información.
Ortega had fled her homeland after accusing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro of involvement in corruption. Ortega said she had evidence that Maduro was involved in graft construction company Odebrecht. Ortega said she would give the details of the corruption cases to authorities in the United States, Spain, Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. The United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last districts of the old city from Islamic State jihadists. A spokesman for the SDF told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped in with the remaining jihadists. A U.S. military spokesman said that he could not yet confirm whether the city has been retaken. For in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.